Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, podcast listeners, Alex Lee here. Just a note that this week, Michael Hing wasn't around to play Friezo, but luckily Ben Jenkins was able to come in to run everyone's favourite homicidal maniac.
So to be clear, I'm not playing Friezo, I'm playing Hing playing Friezo.
Dragon Friends.
If it's spooky, don't be frightened.
Dragon Friends.
Scurry home and bar the door.
Daylight ends.
And the fiends and ghouls delight in things that scare, so be well aware as you make your way. Don't be led astray, for the goal is near and your friends are here. And there's plenty more in store.
The old Svalich Road clatters under the rickety wheels of your carriage as you make your way out of the lowlands and up the craggy peaks of the Ballinocks. No one has anything much to say to each other. Even Filge's new pet pig seems cowed to silence as you travel onwards. Is it the realization that the Count already expects you that weighs on your mind? The impossible gravity of your quest to rescue Irina and free this land from darkness? Is it the fact that Friezo basically just assaulted a cheerful woodland miner? It's hard to say, but the sun has never seemed to move so slowly in the sky. So you were startled from your grim reverie several hours later when the carriage comes to a shuddering stop.
Shudder.
The
stop.
All the sound effects. The air is thinner here and much colder. You twitch aside the heavily brocaded carriage curtains, and the ruined yet still awesome presence of Strahd's castle towers in front of you. Just ahead are a pair of twin guardhouses of turreted stone broken from years of use and exposure.
Point of order, Dave.
Yep.
That's just as Living King would say.
Okay. So the
can I have that castle?
Yeah, the intro is... The intro is ruined and the energy lost, so you're doing well so far.
Yeah. something violent. Go.
Beyond the guardhouses, a 50-foot-wide precipice gapes between the Ballinock cliffs and the walls of the castle, a chasm of dizzying depth that disappears into a fog-shrouded distance far below. A woodworm-stricken drawbridge of old shorn-up wood lies across the expanse, looking frankly like an industrial accident just waiting to happen.
Rickety.
As you step outside, you turn to ask your driver if it's really safe to cross. But you are startled to see that the driver's perch on the carriage is empty. Indeed, the horses that you swore clattered only moments ago... nowhere to be seen.
What?
The carriage yoke feels cold to the touch, as if it hasn't touched a live animal in a century. Instead, you find yourself suddenly alone with the wind and nothing but the rows of hideous stone gargoyles above the castle, staring down at you from their hollow sockets and rictus grins. This, you think to yourselves, must be the place. This must be Castle Ravenloft.
What if it's not? I'm just saying, Dave, what if it's not? Can I do a perception check to see if it is?
Yeah, make a perception check. That's an easy check, DC 5. It's Castle Ravenloft.
You just got to be thorough about these things.
So the carriage is there, empty, abandoned. The four of you are there, Baston and the three of you, plus the pig, I guess, makes five. And
can we just name the pig? I feel it's unfair.
You think it's time to name the pig?
Oh, what about one of our supporters?
What about loyal friends?
I thought she was Battle Pig.
I've got actually a...
She's going to have a real name.
Oh, that's a description.
I don't
have
the names on me.
Be honest, has anybody here donated to our support page?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yay.
Fantastic. And now this is really bad because I'm going to name a pig after you. But,
but a Battle Pig.
Yeah, it'll be a Battle
What's
Pig.
What's your name?
Ali.
Shouldn't we give her the
thank
right?
Thank you so much.
Shouldn't we give her the right of name?
What's a cool name for a battle pig?
You can say Ali.
If you can go with Ali.
Storm.
Okay.
Storm.
Also, have a dice.
Yeah. Oh, it's gone now.
I might need that,
well,
actually.
Well, she swallowed it.
Ah, she's gone. Okay.
Storm pig.
Storm.
The carriage is empty, yourselves desolate. The four of you...
It's got, like, a little, like, white strand
mohawk
of hair.
No, that's...
That's Rogue.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's not. Storm has one, doesn't she?
She has all white hair.
She has all white hair.
White mohawk.
No.
You tried to pander to them and you fucked it up.
They know. They
know. You're like a divorced dad being like, I love the ex-boys.
She's the one that you like. She shoots lasers from her eyes.
I love all of them. Foxer Man, yeah. One Eye.
Baldo. Baldo the Wheelchair Man.
Wolfington.
Magnetism Man.
All right.
The carriage is empty. The wind howling, the fog cold. And the four of you, plus your battle pig, Miss Ally Storm, shiver as you realize you are truly alone. As I say, the drawbridge lies ahead, a guardhouse on each side, and the vast expanses of the most genre-appropriate castle that you've ever seen lie in front of you, abandoned and wrecked.
Can I ask a question? I'm not
going to... You sound like you're doing a Hing thing.
No, I'm done playing as Hing, actually. I just realised he's going to be here eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd kind of like to make my mark. Is this all the stuff I have?
Yeah, that's your inventory.
I give it to Bobby.
What?
All right.
Yeah, just... No, you can. Yeah, I've got heaps of notes.
Can I have the Book of Spells?
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, so...
There you go, Bobby.
Thanks, Friezo.
I'm turning over a new leaf. Oh.
Says Friezo.
So Filch looks over at Friezo, giving Bobby all his stuff.
Oh.
Hey, Filch.
Me like stuff.
You like Baker's outfit?
Yes, very much.
There you go. You now have a baker's outfit.
Did you say that you also wanted the spell book?
Yes.
Right. Oh yeah, you can have. We have
all kinds of things here. So
you can have Friezo's spell book.
Oh, goody.
And Baston goes, I knew there was good in you.
Oh, who gets? All right, most of this is like random pablum bullshit that he picked up in his quest. But
that's cool.
There was the magic longsword, so yeah. Who gets that?
Oh, that's quite powerful,
I got it. I got all of this stuff. He gave it to me.
Why did the wizard have the magic longsword?
It's a good question. It's a very good question.
But now the shortest of us has it.
All right, Bobby, you have a magic longsword and the robe of many things,
but
I guess.
But I've got the baker's outfit.
All right, this seems like this was a fair appropriation of goods.
But I will say Filch is just stoked with this outcome, and she thinks she's like... totally art of the dealed it.
Hey, it says here's two daggers. Do you want a dagger?
I like daggers.
Okay, you can have a dagger.
Yay.
But I've only got one.
Are we also near a like hard and flat surface, like a wall or something?
Like a drawbridge.
I run at it as hard as I can.
I know, the drawbridge is down.
No, but there's guard towers on either side.
Okay, am I near one of the towers?
Yes.
I run at it as hard as I can. With my, like, breaking my fall with my face.
Yes, penance will take away your guilt.
Make a constitution save with disadvantage because you're not trying to help yourself.
Uh-huh.
DC 10.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 17. No, 3. All right, you, you break a finger?
How did I do that with my face?
Oh, okay, you break...
Yeah, the last minute you put your hands in front of your face.
Because I'm
a
coward.
And
okay.
You have a beautiful face. No,
do I lose a hit point there?
Yeah, sure. Can we play Dungeons & Dragons soon and not Hing one-upmanship? You take 4 points of damage.
Okay, great.
And you know what? You did break a finger, which means that you now have disadvantage to cast spells.
But I've got the spell book.
Oh, so that's
so
also going
luck.
To be disadvantage after
a
potion.
Can I cast spells now?
Do you want to try?
Obviously. I'm not going to waste them now. I'll wait till we have an enemy or something.
All right.
Until it's really important.
Wait a minute. Did I just realize, did you take... So you got all the magic items, the runes, the gold, the artifacts, and you got his...
Baker's outfit and a book of spells.
So you dressed like the only wizard you knew and you got a spell book. Do you think you're becoming a wizard?
Alex, no.
Me feeling powerful. Feelings. Me feeling as if... Me can talk to the moon.
Go ahead, talk to the moon, Filch.
Hey. And then I just, like, nod and wink at the moon, like we're having a special conversation.
What did the moon say?
Secrets.
Oh.
Wizard well. Secrets.
All right, now we can play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, good. Thank you. All right.
I'm just going to, like, do a quick investigation check and see if anything's out of the ordinary.
Excellent.
So that's a 16 plus...
Yeah, plus your intelligence. Three. All right, no, so that's enough. Okay, so everything is... I mean, this is actually a bit creepy. So, as I said, the carriage feels like it's an old abandoned carriage that it hasn't been moved in years. The drawbridge similarly abandoned. The castle looks completely abandoned.
Oh, you mean the carriage we were just in yeah. suddenly feels like it's not...
And the horses and the driver are gone.
Were you listening?
I was, yeah.
Binging?
I was binging.
Picking it up?
Because you actually rolled high enough, you do notice that in the southeast corner of the castle, where the tallest tower is, there is what seems to be a light high up in the tower. But this is, as I said, beyond the drawbridge, up past the Balinot cliffs in the castle proper.
Okay, and the drawbridge looks safe to cross. It's not like
oh,
rotted minor. Through. Or,
oh.
I have dark vision. Can I do one and see if I see any more? Or
yep.
All right. I roll a third. True.
So good to have you back.
Out of practice, much?
Very out of practice. I roll a 15.
Yep, you
I see what Bobby saw.
Yeah, and then as he tries to explain it, you loudly explain over him.
Yeah.
So what does that sound like?
Oh, you see, there's a castle to the south. Bobby, you can't see very well. You're very, very small. There's a castle and there's a light in the window of the tallest tower.
My hand is really killing me.
Yeah. Hutchy, muchy.
What time of day is it? Is it nighttime?
No, it is. Night is just about to fall. You were in the carriage.
Oh, spooky.
So, that's what you see. And as
can you see any sort of... Can I notice any weak spots in the drawbridge? Is it like...
There are broken and cracked wood. As I said, wormwood infested. The wood is very, very old. It is massive, old and sturdy, but every individual plank feels a little bit like a crapshoot.
And Baston goes, "Step aside! I will appraise its structural integrity." Because he's got skills. And he rolls a dice.
Well, what is he doing? How... No,
one.
So Baston, I guess, walks through and says, "I will test its dexterity." Walks onto the bridge, whereupon the first plank cracks. And... Oh, go ahead and make a quick dexterity save. So you've broken the bridge...
What?
That is, as I said,
18.
And
I'm the best.
Are you? And he sort of screams like a girl and takes a big step back, narrowly, while windmilling his arms, stops from falling, as I said, over a 50-foot precipice that goes hundreds of feet into the fog-shrouded distance underneath. That would have killed him. So you're still alive, but in answer to your question, no, the drawbridge ain't great.
Me have an idea. Me have 50 foot of rope. How about I'm going to try and lasso it onto the other side of the drawbridge and tie it on.
Okay.
And then we can all swing like Tarzan.
That's all right. I like that.
But then, hang on. if can I just like for the will
this
we not
good idea?
Even if we do manage to that,
can
will we not be 50 feet below?
Bilge, however, has started tying the rope. Make a rope use, so we'll just call this...
I've got plus two on dexterity. Just
yeah, okay, we'll call it basic dexterity, so... You rolled a one.
Oh, plus two. I rolled a three.
No, great. You tie a sick-ass knot that will hold. Keep going.
Threw it off a cliff.
Threw the whole thing.
And then, yes, okay. And then you go, "I have big idea," and you throw your 50-foot rope over the cliff. So get rid of it because you've lost 50 feet of rope.
Incidentally, 50-odd feet of rope is the name of Russell Crowe's band.
Yeah. Well. Really had to think about that. But is it?
Okay, I think
it's
that is
close.
I think that's a joke or a fact.
Well, that's step one. Who next?
What I'm going to do is I'll go across first with my rope. I have 50 feet of it.
Do you have 50 feet?
I do, right. Here. I will go because I'm sure of foot and light of weight.
Yes.
And I will tie it to a balustrade on the other end just in case.
Great. Roll the dice for me.
That's 14.
14, plus. Okay, that's enough. Yep. So you make your way across, and this time there's no dexterity check needed. The planks all hold under your light frame, and you are able to skip across. I mean, you don't need to. You can walk really butch if you want.
No. I'll happily skip.
And you make it to the other side, make a quick dexterity check for tying the rope.
That's a 3.
All right.
Plus 5, that's an 8.
Yeah, that's enough. This is a simple knot. And
it's a granny knot.
It's not yet full knot. So you tie the rope, and now you have a rope handrail across the drawbridge.
All right, guys, come across.
Who will help me carry the cutlery?
Well, I'm already over here, so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Baston, yeah. I will.
Truly, you have turned over a new leaf.
Me so glad we had this intervention in carriage on way here.
You realise that carrying pounds and pounds and pounds of cutlery over this rickety bridge is going to, A, interfere with your ability to hold the rope, and also potentially the structure of the bridge.
I'm turning You're, over a new leaf. Right.
You are more wise than me. Is it safe?
Maybe you guys should come across first.
All right.
Filge, Baston, come on. One at a time, though.
Okay, so I grab the pig. I grab Storm under my arm, and I tiptoe across the bridge.
Great. Roll the dice for me. Just...
Oh, I lost my dice.
Yep, that's fine. 13. Yep, that's fine. You make your way across even with the pig in tow.
Was that Fred Flintstone Twinkle Toes?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
I grab a fork, a ladle, and an iron ingot just as a sample of the wares.
So they're really taking this, like, emissary from Wickshire to heart.
Look, Baston is a man of honour.
All right.
And goes across. Do I need to roll a thing?
Yes, you do, like everyone else. You roll an 18. This time, you make your way across.
Okay, so I'm actually going to take a leaf out of Baston's book, and I'm just going to take samples of each.
You coward.
So I can show...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I roll a 13.
All right, congratulations. You have all made it across the bridge.
I feel bad because...
In your mind, Dave, how long was that meant to take?
Look, it's one sentence, but... That's fine. Okay, as you make your way across the bridge, now on the opposite side, again, there are two old guard towers, about 2 stories high each. Mm-hmm. Again, abandoned and decrepit. And then
any skeletons?
Good question.
None that you see so far.
Okay. I love skeletons.
And then there's a little sort of tunnel leading into, beyond... through the drawbridges into the courtyard of the castle.
Yep.
So you can... This is where you are now.
I just realised I'm really bad at visualising spaces.
No, actually, hang on.
Can't picture any of this.
No, it's all right, because thanks to Mrs. Weiss and Hickman, I think I have a little map for you.
Now, so, with the magic of motion pictures.
Go. Oh, look at that!
Yeah, so you guys...
Where are we?
You guys are just outside K7. You're in the courtyard area.
The podcast is going to love this bit.
So
I really, if you're listening to this.
Line 4, position 7.
If you're listening to this, courtyard. Me saying this, I won and it stayed in the podcast.
Yeah, so you guys are.
K17?
Oh, God, let's not do this. You're ahead of K7. You're not in the building yet.
Okay, I see. Yep, great. Sweet.
Well, we can talk about numbers for a bit more if
guys,
you want.
Guys, let's just all agree to use our mind's eyes. Are we agreed?
Yeah, get rid of that. That's terrible. Yeah.
Okay, scrap it. But I hope you enjoyed that on the podcast.
So
I think you're the only one who knows how to get rid of it, Dave.
This button. Ow!
It's already gone.
Oh.
So
I got attacked by paper.
So yeah, the guardhouses, archway entrance.
Yeah. Should we look around?
So are we gonna pose as cutlery merchants?
I get the feeling that we're kind of blown.
The fact that he said that he knew you were coming and...
But are we sure he didn't know that the cutlery merchant was coming? Yeah. He was just really arch about it. Like, he's arch with everybody.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, 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 good to see you. And then the person he's having around for dinner is like, oh, I should go. He's like, why? Did I sound ominous? I don't know what this guy's jam is. Maybe he just thinks we're cutlery merchants.
Why don't we just... Bobby just yells out, "Hello? Anyone home?"
Your voice echoes back over the courtyard again. This place
echo,
looks...
Echo, echo, echo.
That's not what an echo sounds like.
Hello?
Again.
Wow, the echo's really annoying.
My echo sounds like my second grade teacher.
Wait, but where?
I want to yell something.
Okay. I'll echo it.
Is anyone home?
Woohoo!
So there's clearly an old magic here. The building looks old and decrepit. Aside from the light in the high tower, it looks like no one has been here for 100 years, which is clearly not the case because everyone in the towns that you visited have told you that this is the seat of the vampire Strahd.
Maybe they're idiots.
Maybe it's like the Governor General's house where they're not
only
home very often, actually. Yeah.
Oh, it's just a purely ceremonial posting.
Yeah, they've got a nice cottage out back.
Is that the case?
And a closet full of canapes.
Why don't you just go in and see?
We head over to the... So it's the tower...
the guardhouses or the tower?
The tower. Is that separate? Is that its own edifice? Or
you know, you'll need to go
in. Is there a door?
There is a main archway with two big main doors in front of it.
Yes.
Can we get through that?
So you're going to walk past the guard towers?
Yep.
Yeah, to the door. To the
right to the door.
Well, yep. Okay. I get the feeling we should probably look in the guard
towers. No, you don't need to. You don't need to. But you're allowed to do whatever you want. I just need to roll some dice.
I think Dave's cross at us.
It's because you're back, Ben.
I know. This was so harmonious when I listened to it on the podcast before.
I peek my head into the guardhouse and yell, "Hello? Anyone home?"
Woohoo!
And the doors to the guardhouses are like rusted shut old locks that you can't...
I karate chop them.
All right. Is this something that a halfling... All right.
17.
17, okay. You don't break your wrist. So I guess
that's... Oh, a sleight of hand. Does that count as karate?
No.
Yeah.
What's my karate modifier?
Okay, the door thumps once and you feel like another good push would crack it open.
Hey, Filge, my good friend.
Yeah.
I reckon if you put your delightful shoulder into it, that door might give.
Ormy could use magic. And I've got Dilge's wand.
You do have Dilge's wand.
In my bag.
Dilge, of course, being your half-brother who was...
killed.
Murdered. And who had a great club with a star drawn on it that he used as a magic wand.
So I'm going to get out my wand.
Your great club, yes.
My wand. And what's the deal?
You're the wizard. You tell
us. I'm going to do a burning hands on the door.
So you're going to turn to the page of the spellbook that says burning hands and just read it? Is that?
Yep. All right. Burning hands, I say. And I thump my club on the door.
Make magic. Make a strength check. Okay. Under the weight of your magic, the door flies backwards off its hinges.
Easy peasy.
Are they your magical incantations? Easy peasy.
Is Baston convinced by her magical powers?
Intelligence check. He absolutely is.
Oh! Your power grows.
This sorcerer will be needing an apprentice. And I waggle my eyebrows suggestively.
Does Baston pick up her meaning?
Yeah, definitely. Baston is not wise in the ways of magic, but he's very wise in the ways of seduction and flirtation.
Yeah. Sexy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So the doors are open, and inside again, cobwebs and old. If this is a tower above the ground, and yet the air that comes out smells of the tomb.
Guys, I'll go first.
Thank you, Friezo.
Thanks, Freeze.
So I walk in, I'm going to do a perception check just to see what's what. I roll a 3.
Okay, it's dark and your dark vision isn't working. No, you just see a room and there's nothing that seems to...
Guys, there's a room in here!
Yep, that's right.
All right, let's all head in.
So we're going to like the guard room. This is what we're doing now?
You're going to a guard tower, yeah. The one on the left.
How big is this room?
So it's about 20 feet by 20 feet, and as I said, it's a two-story guardhouse, so you're on the ground floor.
I've got dark vision as well.
Yep.
So can I do a perception check?
Sure.
Oh, that's a 2?
All right. It's a room.
I use
Sorry
my...
for doubting you, Friezo.
I use my... because I've got new... powers from being like level 3.
Oh, you're an arcane trickster.
Right. I'm going to use dancing lights to brighten the situation.
Yeah, great. All right. So you don't need to roll for that. That's a really easy spell. So yeah, this is one of your 2 spells of a day.
Oh, really? Don't worry about them.
You sure?
Okay, I'll do it.
One of your spells is literally like a torch.
So Bobby does something that perhaps you didn't know he could do. He sort of claps his hands together and makes a gesture, and 3 small lights seem to dart out of his palm and into the corners of the room, illuminating what is a barracks. This is obviously, again, looks old and abandoned. There's a table where perhaps people once drank flagons and played cards. There is an old armor...
You don't know them.
There's an armor rack on the side with rust and chainmail and rusty spears, and there is a low wooden shelf which seems to hold some more interesting items over to the side of the room.
I go over to the shelf.
Okay.
I put on the chainmail.
It's very rusty. You get rust all over Hing's
clothes. Have you had your shots? Have you already taken your shots?
It's all right. You're wearing Hing's clothes, so you're just ruining them.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm just making the baker's outfit very rusty.
And a baker's outfit is traditionally white.
Baston tries to catch the dancing lights.
And I get this. I'm going to get those rusty spears as well.
All right. So congratulations. You have 3.
I head over to the shelf.
All right. On the shelf, you find, at Pride of Place, what looks like a giant new... This looks only like... You know, at least it was made in the last couple of years. A giant great axe. This looks too big for a halfling. Too big even for a human.
I'll tell you what, I'll carry it for you, but I'll also sign a document if you can produce it saying that it's yours.
You would have to... All right, that's... Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I will. I'll carry it for you, little fella.
Significant dexterity penalties.
Yep.
All right. You pick up the great axe, as I said, which looks like made for a non-humanoid. You also see wrapped in a sort of linen shroud, some curios and personal effects. You see a lamp, a touchstone.
I wish I'd seen that lamp earlier.
You see a whetstone, a touchstone, and also...
All the stones.
What's a touchstone?
A whetstone and a touchstone.
A whetstone used for sharpening, and a touchstone you strike against metal to create sparks.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that.
And you also see what looks like a religious icon, a small image of the sun in burnished brass with 8 spikes pointing off it.
Is it a symbol
and
of
Pelor? And actually a gemstone. Yes, yes, it is a symbol of Pelor. I forgot you.
Does anything strike you as pretty magic?
What do you think?
Can I do an arcana check, see if any of these items
are...
Yeah,
absolutely. Actually, can you do a religion check for me as well?
Yeah, well, that's a different...
All right, yeah.
18.
All right, 18. You recognise the symbol is not just a holy symbol, it's actually...
Not.
Do you want me to tell you?
No,
you...
I'm role-playing as if I'm just knowing this.
Okay, it's what's called in... you've recognized this from your own faith. Mm. It's called a soul stone.
Obviously.
And it's a type of a minor phylactery.
Yes.
I hate you so much. And in fact, priests use it because there is a ritual that it can be used to summon the soul of a departed member of the faith to communicate with them in the moments before their death.
So it's like a... Hang on. Okay. Can we...
It's a skeleton walkie-talkie.
Thank you! Finally!
Yes, you are...
Oh, it's a skeleton walkie-talkie.
You've found a skeleton walkie-talkie.
Okay.
So, like, this will give me a... Like, we can communicate with the soul just before it's dead.
The owner of it, yeah. Presumably it was owned by someone devout of Pelor who was powerful enough to use it.
So in the you can communicate with somebody who's, like, whose soul is just about to leave their body, or somebody who's already passed?
If they die, a memory, a shade of their soul that remembers who they were can be stored. It's not very powerful and it doesn't last for very long. But the temple uses it to ensure that knowledge is passed through generations without any loss.
It's like a Ouija board with no board.
It's a skeleton walkie-talkie.
It's a Ouija, yeah.
Okay, so can we activate it? Do I know how to activate it?
You know how to activate it. It takes a bit of time.
I know.
It takes about an hour to perform the ritual.
Do we want to do that?
No.
Where do you need to be?
We should go up to... We should scout the rest of this place. And
yeah,
then we
just put it in your satchel.
Yeah.
At times like these, I always advise to split up.
Nope.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yep.
And then if we get like if we have like a spare hour, we can do this?
Maybe at bedtime.
Maybe a special podcast.
Wait, if you guys are going to scout the place, I'm going to just stay here and start the thing. Because it doesn't cost me anything to start it. Does it cost me anything?
No, it doesn't cost you anything.
I'll start it.
And just carry it around.
And if you take longer than an hour...
Well, no, you can start it and come with us. It's portable. It's not a...
No, he needs to perform the ritual. He'll need to stay with it.
That's okay. No, it's like a Discman. I can't move it too much. So I can... I'll just start. You guys scout around.
If you dance, it starts skipping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys scout around.
All right, I grab a lamp and then we'll head upstairs.
I'm starting the ritual now.
Okay, so you are downstairs performing the ritual on the table and you guys head upstairs with the lamp.
Yep.
Okay.
Me and...
I will stay and defend our friend now that his goodness has returned.
All right, so me and Bobby...
Eyebrows.
Let's go.
So the two of you head upstairs and you see what is obviously a looking post where guards sat and looked down over the Balinox to give early warning of invaders that were coming up for the castle. Again, hundreds of years old, again abandoned. From up here, you can see two things. Firstly, that a storm is brewing. In fact, the weather is starting to turn and it's going to... There's looks like ominous dark clouds in the distance. Secondly, from this distance, you have a good command of the castle and you can see that there is definitely some kind of man-made or, you know, humanoid-made presence up in the tower. The lights that are flicking are very natural and suggest a healthy flame.
All right. Good. I think we should make our way into the castle proper.
Should we get a rope and lasso it to the window and then climb up?
Do we have any more rope?
No, I threw mine in.
Mine's still attached to the drawbridge.
Okay, all right. We'll just walk.
Can I hear what they're saying?
No, you're downstairs.
But they're upstairs. Oh.
Oh, wait. Maybe Friezo had some rope that
and
I...
And in that moment, Ben realised how floors work.
Because.
All right. Don't worry.
Ben has something really sarcastic he wants to say.
No. I'm actually just trying to adhere to the rules of this dumb game because I have an idea, but I can't know what they're saying.
We go back downstairs in order to head to the main castle. And stopping by to chat to Friezo.
Friezo, his custom, has stripped to the waist and has anointed himself with strange and possibly unnecessary pigments. And
I'm helping.
And is muttering to himself in tongues. The room seems several degrees colder.
Do you know what the tongues sound like?
No.
Like, hey, I'm going to do a spell. I'm going to make it a magic spell.
You, of course, cannot understand this foreign language he speaks.
He's a bigger magic spell. He's a spicy spell.
Is that Elvish? Is that what Elvish sounds like?
Possibly. He's an elf.
If
you guys
only
are.
We knew what ancient spirits he's talking to.
Oh, you're speaking the Elvish. Hey, that's our word.
And the room seems several degrees colder than it was, and condensation has formed on the gem in the middle of the soul stone, which he has surrounded in a circle of ash and chalk.
Are you going to keep doing it? Can he talk to us, or is he like in the throes?
He's ignoring you. He's in
like,
the.
Hey, you chicken jam! I do a magic thing.
But it looks like he's reaching a crescendo. No, what does a crescendo sound like?
I sit down cross-legged on the floor to watch the show.
Hey, a silly jam of your magic. Oh, wait! Oh, when the moon hits your eye.
That's amore. When the stars
suddenly, suddenly,
wine.
Dark, what seems like almost an anti-light shines out from the center of the stone and fans out in front of you in a plane. Through it, darker than dark, you can see what seems a shadow in the shadow of a figure coalesce. He is wearing a massive figure, wearing again the livery of a paladin of Pelor. His huge frame belies his non-humanoid origins, for this is a minotaur, a powerfully built, and his silhouette now seems to flicker in the space between you.
I am Cedar. Who summons me back?
I am Friezo, and these are my friends.
What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Bilge.
What's the sitch?
I came here many moons ago, seeking to root out the evil within, but lost my way. I became a feast for him.
Don't have a cow, man.
And that's no bull.
That's not funny. I'm fucking dead here. Fuck you.
He's gonna roll a dice to see if the paladin is offended. Very.
You guys are fucking dicks.
Hey, can I respectfully?
Oh, now you fucking bring it. It's like saying, I'm not racist, but why don't you just blurt it? Whatever, okay, fine.
I think we're trying to do a similar thing to you. And if we could do like a little like whip meeting about maybe where you... I'm not pointing fingers, but where you went wrong. Because maybe then we can learn and grow. Is there like a door you went through that you shouldn't have? Or is there like a...
Oh, I came with my axe.
Oh, is it this? And I hold up the axe.
Yes. Thinking it would do.
Was that worth carrying for an hour while casting a ritual?
I'm very sweaty. Maybe I took a hit point? Because I'm very dehydrated.
All right. Yes, you're down to 13 hit points.
Hey, fucking concentrate. I'm trying to tell you something. My weapons did not work on him. He cannot be harmed by any steel of man.
What about magic?
Yes, magic can wound him. Otherwise, he...
Magic can't wound him.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Sorry, I've been dead for a while. And I misheard Dave. He was trying to do some table talk. Served him for table talk.
Who is this great Dave?
Oh, I have... You will know when you pass into the next realm.
So, Mr. Cow... What... how you kill this vampire?
He... has stored his spirit in several objects.
Hang on.
Wait a second.
Legally distinct objects.
Oh, me read this one.
Raw cruxes?
Something like that.
More boxes.
With these combined, it's pretty... It's eerily similar, but really... But legally different.
You can't tell, but the shadow of the ghost appears to be sweating.
Yes,
With these things united, he can be stricken from the realm.
What are these things?
A vibration that has been in the room since the start seems to go up a notch.
Sorry, that's me. Hello?
And
I can't talk right now. I'll call you back. Bye.
I want another gemstone.
And a crack forms in the stone. The moment that it does, the vibration increases and the image disappears in half of its power and seems to
can
be
fading. Can I try
fading.
And fix it?
Yeah?
Hey, you piece of garbage, a gem. What's the matter with you? And then I hit it.
Noble Minotaur, tell us, what are these items?
One, you have in your possession? The other...
Crack. The stone cracks again, and he seems to be even further...
Speak faster!
Cedar, please.
Cedar... What else do you want me to tell him, Dave?
There are three items.
Three.
What's number two? God damn it.
Oh, it's made of paper. And the third... it escapes me. But perhaps it will return in my mind. Oh, a symbol.
Like CY symbol or?
A holy symbol.
Like CY holy symbol?
Perhaps something in shape of man.
Crack, crack, crack. And the gemstone cracks and goes dead. And at that moment... the image disappears and the room seems somehow lighter.
Okay, so the relic of Pelor that we have in our possession is one of these things.
Well, possibly. It could be your hat.
I have a hat? Why didn't nobody tell me? I look terrible in hats.
I am in the shape of man.
Oh, what if it's the pig?
We're not killing Storm!
It's not the pig.
Oh, man,
I say, and I glare at you.
Hey, I don't want to kill the pig, and I get on its back.
Number one, something in
already
in our
possession. You're going to ride the pig.
Yeah.
All right.
As is my want.
What can number two be? Paper? Who's got paper? I've got a spell book.
I don't think it's that.
Okay.
I think we probably have to find these things as we go along.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so what do we do now? I'm going to pocket that gem just because it might make a nice necklace for a new friend.
All right, you take the broken soul stone.
Yep.
Anything else we want to take?
And I put it in my
from
butt.
The guard tower before we leave? Sorry, what?
Sorry, wait, what?
No, it's fine.
How long do the dancing lights last for?
An hour. So
do they follow us?
They're following you.
Oh, great. The torches that are in there, are they like wooden torches?
All along the road, there are sconces, but they're old and burnt out.
But is there wood? Is there, are they
yeah,
made of wood?
You could probably find one that still had a lot of wood.
I'm going to take the pointiest, woodenest one there is.
Oh,
nice. Okay, you take
for tricks.
Yeah, in case I ran into a friendly dog.
Great. You take. You pull out a splintered stake from one of the sconces, which you now have.
Baston's going to light the lantern.
Great. You strike the touchstone against the great axe, and sparks spring forth, and the lantern, with a foul smell of old oil, begins to sputter to life.
Gross.
And I'm going to leave the axe where I found it and say, this is for you, dear friend, and kiss it on the sharp bit. By mistake.
That's a hit point of damage.
Eggie doggie.
I mean, I could carry that axe, right?
Yeah, you could. It would be hard for you to wield. It's very big.
Is it?
How did Friezo hold it if it was that big?
I kind of drag. I promised to hold it, but I never really...
I'm going to take it. I'll be right.
All right, you take the great axe. And
well, that's different to what I wanted, but...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And
I do it stealthily, like while he's tending to his tongue, which is bleeding from kissing it, I just stack it in my, backpack.
Great.
Let's go.
So the guardhouse along the other side is much the same. Rusted spears, broken tables, old and burnt out torches. No soul stone this time. And so with the guard towers searched, you make your way along the old cobblestones towards the castle itself. As you approach, what seems to be dozens of fierce gargoyles glare down at you in this.
That's what it sounds like.
Is that what it's?
Does one of them maybe wiggle its eyebrows? He's the only friendly gargoyle.
Wait, are these live gargoyles, or are they like just a decorative?
No, these are decorative gargoyles.
Oh, good.
And the, as I said, the building seems old and decrepit, and you make your way into through a small antechamber where four black stone statues of dragons sit at the edges, staring down at you. You walk into the anteroom so that they're all surrounding you, and you realize that in front of you, these final pair of doors will lead you into Castle Ravenloft.
All right.
Hooly dooly, guys. I say.
Let's go in. Any last words? Ha ha ha.
Gaston thinks it's a joke.
Yeah, do we need to do anything before we... Has everybody gone to the toilet?
Everyone buddy up. We all buddy up and we get in twos and I open the doors.
Okay, right. I'm with the pig.
I'm by myself, I guess.
All right, so Filge, you make your way towards the door, and just before you touch it, soundlessly, they swing open.
What does that sound like?
Soundless.
As they do, the two torches nearest to the door spark and sputter to life. And two more, in just a few feet ahead of you, sputter to life. And then two more again as the corridor slowly comes to light.
Like vivid.
Just... Ooh, is this vivid? Are we at vivid?
Are you making a joke in our internationally released podcast about a small Australian light-based festival?
You bet your sweet bippy.
Hey, we bloody punch above our weight, you know? We're bloody little country, punch big.
How can four such as these survive in a castle whose tricks are already arrayed out ahead of them, where minotaurs and mighty heroes have already failed? How can four such as these succeed? Who brings a pig to a vampire fight? For the answers to these questions, fair questions, and more, tune in to the next episode of Dragon Friends. Thank you.
Dragon Friends is DM'd by David Harmon with music by Benny Davis. NPC voices by Eden Lacey, and joining Simon Greiner and myself this show was the newly returned Ben Jenkins, filling in for Michael Hing. Shakira Khan designs our website, and our podcast is edited by Benny Davis and sponsored by PAX Australia, Australia's largest video games and pop culture expo, on this year from the 4th to the 6th of November in Melbourne. If you like the podcast, we have a Patreon where you can support us and earn bonus content and weird gifts, including getting NPCs named after you. Hi, Cedar. Thanks for your support. For details on that, check out our website.
From members of Mischief Theatre comes Hell or High Rollers.
I have many partners. I'm a sexy dragon.
A comedy podcast like no other.
11 years old, shame on you. When I was your age, I was 15.
Listen to Hell or High Rollers wherever you get your podcasts. And if you don't like it, you can go to hell or highrollers.com and learn why you're wrong.
I can have my inspiration point back if we can erase the last minute.